Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning into Rhema Remnant Radio, a broadcast designed with the minister in mind.
Want to work for a kingdom organization? Have regular phone and internet access? Have a creative mind? Willing to give God your best? Congratulations! You are qualified to join our team. Urban Glory Campaigns is a faith-based corporation for global leadership. Our organization aims to minister to industries, communities, congregations, and cultures that do not look to the organization because of its religious background, but to the principles taught by our founder that reaches the very hearts of mankind regardless of religious, political, or socioeconomic backgrounds. With deep-rooted convictions, our message is a provoker of change. Experience the glory.
Coming to your community is the Word and Power Packed Rhema Group University meeting. Call 641-715-3800, extension 91120. That's 641-715-3800, extension 91120 for more info.
Thank you for listening to YouthSWAT Radio. This is Selena Olivia, President of Urban Glory Campaign. Airing tonight is a special broadcast. We look forward to our audience expanding globally and the glorious gospel and doctrine of Christ continually stirred in the hearts of kingdom leaders across the globe. If you would like to partner with us, whether it's with a monthly or a one-time contribution, we appreciate your giving. Visit our website at www.urbanglorycampaign.web.com and go to our partners page. That's www.urbanglorycampaign.web.com and go to our partners page. Stay tuned for tonight's broadcast.
Hello, Rhema Remnant Radio listeners. This is Selena Olivia, President of Urban Glory Campaign, standing in for Reverend Breland tonight for part two of the series Post the Business of Ministry. Post the Business of Ministry. Last week we spoke about, we started this particular series dealing with the acronym POST, which stands for Project Management, Operations Management, Staff Management, and Time Management. These aspects of business in ministry are imperative for success in ministry in the business front as well, the business side, the administrative side, as well as the effectiveness of your ministry. The staff structure, the time use or management, the operation structure, and how you carry out your projects affects your church membership, your ministry membership, the interaction of the ministry with the community, how effective it is. It directly affects how your appearance is, if you are on TV, if you're on radio, if you, whatever form of outreach you have, if you go on the streets, if there is all the way down to the products that you buy or use, the supplies that you use for whatever you do in the ministry, if you do things as simple as, if you want to call it simple, going to having street meetings, as we call them. Many people don't have those anymore. We call them block parties or outreach events. They have food and games and things of that nature and have a quick sermon or what have you and give out tracts. I don't really call it street meetings anymore. I guess that's an old-fashioned term, but if you have something as simple as that concern, if there is not someone, a staff member or members who have committed themselves to not only listing or making a checklist of what needs to be purchased, delegating or selecting who will purchase it, actually having the money to purchase it, which is with finances. So you've already used staff, the operations, and the staff, operations, time, and money already. And then actually buying the products, the tools, supplies, getting them to a whole planning process of getting them to the place of the street meeting, setting them up. There has to be a person that sets them up. There has to be someone who is actually the participant. Oftentimes in church or in Christian-related, faith-based related events, we concentrate so much on the participation aspect or the actual event, the day of, that we forget the whole planning process. And when you deal with project management, operations management, staff management, and time management, that comes into play in anything that you plan, anything that you do. From if you have a physical office, clocking in. If you have a digital office, clocking in. There has to be an organization. There has to be an excellence. The scripture tells us that God does everything. Actually, he tells us to do everything in decency and in order. He tells us that because he operates in that same manner. He is an excellent God. There's no shadow of turning in him. He does not change. He is consistent. He is holy, what he says. He does what he does, he says. So he is holy, he's consistent. He is faithful. He is God alone, needing no one else for him to be God. He gives us his spirit, he's given us his likeness, and he alone is God Almighty, the Supreme God Almighty alone. So he within himself, he is not only decent, but he is orderly in how he operates. And we must emulate, we must reflect the same thing. And in doing that, we must consider the four aspects of this particular principle that's teaching: project management, operations management, staff management, and time management. We talked about how project management deals with the methods for productivity. Operations management deals with what it takes to keep the engine running smoothly. Staff management deals with what it takes to recruit, to keep and develop the support team of your organization. What it takes to recruit, get them in there, keep your staff, and develop your staff, your support team of your organization. Time management deals with maximizing time use in every area of projects, operations, and staff. And time management is linked with all the others: project management, operations, staff management. In fact, this very acronym, this word, COAST, each aspect of it, they're interlinked. Hence the presentation of the acronym, reflecting a corporate unit composed of four individual contributing factors. Each individual factor has its own identity and is interlinked with the others. So time management affects your project management. Your project management affects your operations management. Your operations management affects your staff management. They're all interlinked. And when there is and even before you reach the level of excellency in each of these aspects or areas of management, managing your organization, your ministry, your business, what have you, once you reach the level of decency, you'll start to see trends. And when decency begins, as it operates in order, begins to reach a level of excellence, you will see your business, you will see your ministry, you will see your church soar. Urban Glory campaigns will reach a point where the various tasks, projects, tools that we've implemented reach the level of excellence. You're going to see more and more in these great campaigns where wisdom and time management and staff management particularly has reached another peak. And we have strategized how to bring staff members together that don't necessarily have a lot of time but have a willing heart and have will commit to one particular day per month, where we all come together and we actually do hands-on related work, and we do computer-related, technology-related things all in one day, setting it up as a major event where we all come together. We're prepped with tools, the right tools, with the right mindset, well-rested, having food, which will be fuel for our physical body, and training all in one day, an intense day of working, of training, of a time of collaborating, ideas, perspectives, and just hands-on work. So there will be training, a little bit of brainstorming, but more so productivity will be a result or a goal at the end of that day because there will be hands-on working. Station set up, system set up, and method set up, hands-on, on-site for us to finish out projects and plan projects to the point of them running smoothly virtually. We do a lot of computer-related tasks and projects, and even though we're in a highly technical or a high-technology time, there are things that need a hands-on. So we'll do the hands-on aspect to prep for the virtual portion of these projects. And then, for example, the events that we're having this year and in 2012, and the one-day events that we have planned and created and developed for us that have to come together, as I explained, we will set up infrastructure for the foundation for these particular events, particular endeavors, correspondence, various things that will happen in the next 2 years. So we're prepping the fact that we're having that event, the first event of this format, this intense, this planned, the end of this month. And various ones of our staff will come together, ones who actually have talked on the phone, who are actually coming together physically in a building with a set of rooms, a set of workstations, having specific use for each one of them. This one-day event, we are expecting much fruit to come from it, productivity to come from it, that will set up the framework for the rest of this year and 2012. These types of tools, these types of planned activities to set up the infrastructure or framework for your organization and what the organization does is key to having success in ministry. We've been on the broadcast since 2007, we could probably count on both our hands how many times we've missed those 3 days. Those 3 years, how many broadcasts have actually been missed. We've had some glitches in some broadcasts, but it hasn't been often. Most of the times that we've had glitches in broadcasts has been a technical issue with the site. The site grew beyond. In fact, we noticed the growth after we and some other ministries joined blogtalkradio.com, the growth begin to just expand more and more and more. I believe that the Christian base of the site set up an explosion to happen for the site. They may not admit that, but I believe that the Christian base of it, the children of God that actually connected themselves to that organization, to that site, called the exponential growth for the company. So the company began to grow and it had too much traffic. So there were nights that they had too much traffic and everybody just kind of froze. Those were some nights that we had technical difficulties. Some other things were equipment going out on us where we've set up checks and balances, quality control, where we make sure that all of our equipment works properly, that there's backup systems, and those things of that nature. Now we have a setup with the broadcast that we can do post-editing, which those of you who are on Blog Talk Radio or any other streaming radio system, You know what that means. So there are names pre, during, and after whatever event you're doing, whatever campaign you're doing, whatever activity you're doing, any operation you're doing with your organization that can be set up and be in a template format, can be done standardly for anything that you do. And it's important that you actually sit down and not be lazy about it, not be apprehensive about it, but sit down and actually set these things up and trust God that He will lead and guide you specifically for your organization. He's the one who put the vision in you, and He is the one to provide for that vision in every area, the administrative aspect, the financial aspect, the social aspect, everything that is needed, every need He will supply as we trust Him. Scripture tells us, in all our ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct our paths, it's plural. As we acknowledge Him concerning our projects, He will direct our paths. As we acknowledge Him concerning our operations, He will direct our paths. As we acknowledge Him concerning our staff, my God, our staff, He will direct our paths. As we acknowledge Him concerning our time. I'm reminded of Scripture. I'm pretty sure you know this. Scripture where states, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Now, the context of the Scripture had a negative tone because there was an event or happenstance or what have you that was going on with the children of Israel. And that verse can be extracted. It's one of the verses that can be extracted because there's a negative wisdom in that. God helping us to be mindful of the time that He's given us, to acknowledge Him as far as time, that He may direct our paths, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom, being wise, being strategic with the knowledge that we have, knowing when to do what we know to do, knowing when and how to do what we know to do. That's, in essence, to simplify it, wisdom, knowing when and how to do what we know to do. Not only having the knowledge, but knowing how and when to apply it. God will deal with us concerning those things and give us strategic ways and methods and show us the tools to use, the supplies to use, how to approach the people that He wants us to connect with as far as the vision that we have. He'll connect those persons with us. In fact, in my prayer time about a year or two, that's 2 years, I guess, now ago, I prayed to the Lord, and I never thought to pray in this way until that particular moment, to pray concerning what Jesus Himself said. He told us to pray the Lord of the harvest that He would send laborers in the vineyard. For the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. God told us, Christ Himself told us to pray the Lord of the harvest to send laborers. So I began to pray, Lord, send Urban Glory campaigns, the laborers that You have ordained to work with us. And gradually, little by little, persons came, and many were those who were right under our nose, as so to speak, persons that we were already connected to in some way, family, friends, classmates. Persons that go to church with us, things of that nature, came and contributed some for a season because their life at that time allowed them to, and then they, so to speak, graduate to another stage of life where they didn't have the time to commit, but they still are connected to the organization and an advisory status or something of that nature. So God has, through time, after us taking that position in prayer, He begins to send us laborers, and also He begins to direct us on how to manage those laborers. I want to center in on staff management and time management tonight. And I thought I was going to go in an administrative, hone in on that administrative aspect, give you some, list some things, some terms to you, define them for you. But that is not the impression that God has given me in my preparatory time for this. He called me to lean more on the spiritual aspect of it, us trusting him and in prayer, actually really meeting with him. In our prayer time after we go through our regimen of worship and entering into his presence, at the time that the Spirit allows, we actually sit down with a pen and a paper and say, Father, I'm listening. I'm leaning on you to lead me so I can lead those that you've connected to me. And just be open to what he has to say. He knows what you're dealing with. He knows the desires that you have. He knows what his will is for his organization, his ministry, his the business he's giving you. So as we open our hearts to him and actually be willing and not go after our agenda and expect him to bless our agenda, but rather that we go after him and he gives and blesses the agenda that's in our heart, the seed that he places in our heart, for it's him that causes us to will and to do with his good pleasure. He will cause us to want to do his good pleasure and then to actually do of his good pleasure, know how to do of his good pleasure with strategies of wisdom, with strategies and tools that are of great use and effective. Oftentimes we beat up the air and we do as the disciples did in that story that we know of where they were on the boat and they cast the net. And he told them strategically to cast it to the other side. They were casting the net on the wrong side. Many of you are casting the net of recruitment on the wrong side. You're looking in the wrong area. You're looking for people that you're used to or are active like you. You have to have different perspectives. There's a creativity and there is a there's an effectiveness in the variety that God allows to be in one unit organization, a corporate effect with different perspectives, different personalities, different gifts. If everybody speaks, there's no one to write. If everybody writes, there's no one to seek. If everybody does project management but doesn't know anything about operations, that goes lacking. Everyone has their part. Everyone has their measure of contribution to the organization, to the commission that God has placed on the body of Christ as a whole, your business as a whole, your ministry as a whole, whatever entity you have, the responsibility of leadership, God has each member supplying to the overall organism, overall body of that organization. So when it comes to staff management, be dependent and acknowledge God concerning the staff, who to recruit, and when you recruit them, treat them right. The scripture tells us to be especially kind to those who are in the household of faith. The household of faith is not only the church, but in our world, in our realm of influence, our realm of leadership, treating our staff right. Just because they work for you does not mean they belong to you personally. You're not to lord over them. You're not to abuse their time, abuse them, talk to them any kind of way. And the recruitment and the keeping and developing of this staff, we must understand that ultimately they are God's. They belong to God. And if we treat them in any way that he is not pleased of, we will definitely get it from him directly. Much is given, much is required. We all know this. So in positions of leadership, it's imperative for us to seek God concerning staff. And know that levels of education levels of education are not the ultimate requirement for positions. There are persons who have no degree but have educated themselves, have leaned on the Holy Spirit for where to get various information and what resources to look at to actually keep themselves educated, keep their mind when you keep information flowing in and allowing insight to settle in their heart. So in recruiting. It's imperative that we live by the Spirit and not by numbers, not by a resume solely. But in looking at, when you look at that resume and you look at that piece of paper, you see beyond the words. When you sit in an interview with the staff member, you see beyond what they say, what they have on, but you hear their heart behind it, and you are discerning concerning what the Spirit has to plan for that individual as well as your organization. Is it a good fit for them to come into your organization on both fronts? Is it a good fit for the organization for them to be a part of it? Is it good for them to be a part of the organization as far as their life is concerned? And maybe in the position that you're interviewing them for, they may not have a fit there, but you have another area that they would be awesome in. Not being short-sighted and narrow-minded concerning recruitment is so imperative. Being led by the Spirit is so, so imperative on both fronts. We can't be selfish when it comes to recruitment. We have to be wise and strategic in recruitment, knowing that God ultimately has a plan not only for the organization that you're responsible for, but the person that's sitting across from you during the interview. Time management. And time management, it is important for us to plan, have templates, and train. As we train ourselves as far as how to do things and a better way of doing it that is not only time sensitive or wise in the time use, that it is also wise in the use of structure and can be replicated. For example, you have a template of forms you use for every event, a standard template that can be revised, of course, according to the specifics of that particular event, templates concerning your correspondence with other ministries, templates concerning your correspondence with the community concerning your ministry or concerning your business. We're in the process of doing some innovative templates. We have plenty of templates that we've used in years past, but we're revising and actually creating some new ones for this new time. We're in a time where Twitter and Facebook is like everything when it comes to business and ministry as far as communications is concerned. Any ministry who does not have a Facebook, at least profile, is behind. It's actually important for you to not only have a Facebook profile, but an actual page where a person can actually say whether or not they like your particular page, and it attracts others. It's almost like a form. Not almost, it actually is a form of advertisement. People can know that the ministry exists and then also experience the grace and the anointing of that particular ministry, and the same for business. So in your time management, it's important to use templates because the templates actually give room for time. If you're always creating to do something, then it takes up time that could be used to other things. So having a infrastructure or a framework of templates, which of course, as I said before, all of these aspects are linked: projects, operations, staff, and time. The templates are involved in the operations and project management aspect of management as a whole, and it affects your time management. So if you have the format of templates that we use consistently for each type of event or activity that you have in your organization, then it will give leeway or give you leverage as far as your time. Your time can be put to other things, to actually developing your staff, to actually revising or revamping things that you see a need for. There's times where you have a generic format, but because of the time or because of the culture you're going to be influencing or interacting with, there has to be a revision to it, specific to that particular group of people that you'll be affecting. There's a different way to communicate to ministers than to the overall congregation. There's a different way to communicate to business owners than actual sales representatives. You have a broader perspective, that you want to have in the presentation when you actually talk to the business owner rather than just a sales rep. A sales rep deals with the direct product. The business owner deals with the overall business. You go beyond the product to actual advertising opportunities and stocks and things of that nature, those terms. But then you use all those with the general, but you deal with different aspects of the event or the activity according to that time. In creating templates and all of these various tools to keep a consistency in your organization, it's important not to get locked in. Basically, that's what I'm saying, get locked in that one particular format, because there's times where revision is necessary in order to increase your effectiveness and to optimize that moment. So, in project management, operations management, staff management, and time management, it's important that ultimately the Spirit of God leads and guides us in each of those aspects. When it comes to your projects, it's great to reference materials. It's great to reference what the man has said and put in black and white. And it's more important and priority to actually hear God concerning the project, especially because this is His body, His church. And when it comes to our businesses, this is the business that He has given us the vision for and given us that as we've used in the church, He has given us this baby or this thing that we've carried and actually birthed forth and have raised up or developed into what it is today. And He's given us a glimpse of what it will be. In order for us to see it get to that point, we have to always, always be in prayer or communication with Him. He ultimately knows the plans, as Jeremiah 29:11 says, that He has for us to bring us to an expected end. He plans to prosper us. So, tonight I want to encourage you that in developing yourself and developing your staff and preparing developing your staff and preparing the various aspects of your ministry, purchasing the equipment that you need, planning the financial aspect of various projects, the overall, all of it, bottom line of the finances, the bottom line of what the operations represent for your organization, the bottom line of what your projects consist of, what the content of your project, and handling your time. Your time, your executive time, your administrators, the time that you spend in meetings, which we often spend a time in meetings, because, of course, we don't pre-plan, or we plan, as the scripture says in King James, amiss. We plan with no objective, which almost seems like an oxymoron. When you plan, it should be an objective, not just the idea of planning or attempting to plan. But as we go about various aspects of management and business and ministry, and also in our faith-based businesses, we must consider each of these four individual contributing factors: project management, operations, staff, and time, and ultimately be led by the Spirit of God. He created us. He created time. He created everything that exists. So He knows. He's omniscient. And we must, as we yield ourselves to Him and trust Him in our prayer time and devotion time, we open ourselves to Him. Ultimately, the ultimate meeting is the meetings with Him. We have as many meetings as we want to, briefings, conference calls, what have you, but if we don't meet with Him, everything else is vain. Scripture tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, and all of these things, and the things that we talked about tonight and the broadcast before, part one, All these things are included in the things that will be added to you. He will direct you in every path that you take as you acknowledge him in each of those ways. As you acknowledge him concerning the staff, he will direct your path. As you acknowledge him concerning projects and operations and the time management, he will teach you to number your days and apply your heart to wisdom. So I want to encourage you to ultimately be led by the Spirit of God and meet with him above every other meeting, above every other conference call, above every other briefing, every other article you read, whatever seminars, educational events, activities that you go to develop yourself. Make sure you develop your prayer life and your spiritual antenna always being up hearing from him. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this time of fellowship again across the, as we say, airwaves, streaming radio. Father, here at Urban Glory Campaign, Rhema Remnant Radio, we thank you for our listeners. We thank you for their consistent listening. We thank you for their consistency at whatever level they are at. With you and the devotion time, we know that they have at least a measure of seriousness concerning being right with you because they're listening tonight or they're listening by archive to this radio broadcast. They want to learn of you. So we thank you for that desire, and we thank you for you continuing to develop them. We thank you because you have told us in your word that you're the one that calls us to will and to do your good pleasure, and we trust you in that. And thank you that you will perfect the things that concern us and that you will bring us to your expenses and for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening to Selena Olivia, President of Urban Glory Campaign, host of Spirit Street Talk Radio, standing in tonight on Rhema Remnant Radio, and for Reverend Bleedon, talking again tonight about TOAST, the business of ministry. May God bless you continually. I know he's already blessed you, and may you see the manifestations of the blessings of God in your life, in your ministry, in your business, and whatever endeavors you put your hands to. For as our founder says, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Have a great night. Tune in again on Tuesday at 10 p.m. sharp here on Rhema Remnant Radio. Good night.